When the interstate highway system was built in the 1950s and 60s, it was hailed as a marvel of transportation technology. It connected cities and suburbs and stitched the nation together. But it also divided us. Those highways slashed through countless neighborhoods. Now, with a push from Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, communities are trying to reverse that legacy. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Anthony Fox remembers riding his bike as a boy in the neighborhood in Charlotte, North Carolina, where his grandparents raised him. He couldn't get very far. Fox told me that the neighborhood was cut off from the rest of the city by two interstate highways.
I didn't realize it as a kid. I didn't think about it as economic barriers, psychological barriers, but they were. And the choices of where that infrastructure was placed in my community, as it turns out, weren't unique to Charlotte.
In New York, for instance, controversial planner Robert Moses was notorious for tearing up communities in the interests of the car, opposition be damned.
Our categorical imperative is action to clear the slums, and we can't let minorities dictate that this century-old chore will be put off another generation or finally abandoned.
Fox says the highway barriers created by Moses in New York and others elsewhere in the country were the result of deliberate decisions to route them through low-income neighborhoods. Now, decades later, as infrastructure needs replacing or repairing, Fox says there's an opportunity.
The values of the 1950s are still embedded in our built environment, and the prejudices, the notions of who's in and who's out are still part of the built environment, and we can do something about it.
One community where something may be done soon is here in the Hunts Point section of the South Bronx. It's a gritty neighborhood ringed by waste transfer stations and a major food distribution center. Trucks are a constant threat on the local streets. Danny Peralta runs The Point, a nonprofit youth group in the neighborhood.
And it's not uncommon for you to stand in any corner and not even be able to hear yourself think because of all the diesel trucks coming in and out.
And there are expressways, including the Sheridan, a mile and a quarter long stub of a highway built in 1963 by Robert Moses, who displaced thousands of residents and several businesses to do it. It's way underused, and it blocks people in the neighborhood from new parks alongside the Bronx River, like Cement Plant Park, a hidden slice of nature built on the site of an old, yes, cement plant.
You're walking down this little ramp, and it leads you into this nice little tranquil space. The birds chirping, you might hear a little bit of the water moving. You definitely hear less of the traffic on that side. It's nice, I don't know.
But because of the expressway, few in the neighborhood go there. There is a bridge over the Sheridan next to an elementary school. But Wanda Solomon of the Bronx group Mothers on the Move says it's not a place you'd want your kids to go.
This bridge kids call them the needle bridge because it used to be dirty and have a lot of needles and stuff like that. So it's either you go through there and get hit by a truck and stuff, or you come through here and you see other crazy stuff.
It's taken years to convince officials to do something about the Sheridan. Elena Conti of the Pratt Center for Community Development says that low-income neighborhoods aren't seen as worthy.
We've seen that when there is a will, there is absolutely a way. And the reason why there isn't a will is because communities of color and low-income communities aren't valued in the same way that their counterparts in other parts of the city are.
But years of activism may have paid off. Earlier this month, the state of New York approved spending $97 million to convert the Sheridan Expressway into a boulevard with crosswalks and bike paths. What's underway in the South Bronx is taking place in cities from Syracuse to San Francisco. Transportation Secretary Fox says it's not just about fixing roads, but righting past wrongs. Brian Naylor, NPR News.